This is the Detroit Evening Report for Friday, March 25th, 2022. I'm Dorothy Hernandez, WDET News. A new proposal seeks to provide representation for low-income Detroiters facing eviction or other housing-related legal issues like foreclosures or land contract forfeitures. The United Community Housing Coalition says the 36th District Court has more than 30,000 residents appear each year to address landlord-tenant disputes. The majority of the residents are low income and don't have legal representation. That results in many of the disputes favoring landlords and residents losing their homes. Advocates worry that evictions may be on the rise again, with federal emergency aid running out. City officials this week said the proposal would be too costly. A public hearing outlining changes to the city's ordinance to license recreational marijuana stores is planned for next month. The law, proposed by Council President Pro Tem James Tate, is the city's second attempt at drafting an equity-based framework for cannabis business licensing. A federal judge blocked a previous ordinance that pushed most licenses toward legacy Detroiters. More states are legalizing the use of recreational marijuana, raising concerns about equity in the industry for people of color. According to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, almost 60% of people in prison for drug offenses are Black and Latino. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy is taking comments from the public for the next several weeks on a new mapping tool that aims to help identify communities disproportionately impacted by environmental hazards. The draft Michigan Environmental Justice Mapping and Screening Tool allows users to explore environmental, health, and socioeconomic indicators. These indicators aim to help identify where residents are more vulnerable. Eagle Director Lieselle Clark says the tool is one of the first steps to better understand challenges that communities are facing. In the next 60 days, Eagle is hosting several events for residents to learn about the tool. State Senator Adam Ollier recently introduced an amendment that would add sexual orientation and gender identity to Michigan's hate crimes law to include transgender individuals. The Detroit Democrat is running for the U.S. Senate in the 13th Congressional District. He says transgender women of color are among the most vulnerable and in need of protections. Janice Poindexter is an activist and advocate for transgender people of color. Poindexter says transgender people of color, like others in the LGBTQ community, face stereotypes and fear-mongering that put them at risk. Residents who receive federal food assistance will have their benefits boosted for another month. Congress reauthorized the bump and will be automatically added to bridge card accounts. Alex Rossman is with the Michigan League for Public Policy. He says the renewal will mean another $95 a month for roughly 700,000 families in the state. The food assistance boost for some Michigan residents started in April of 2020 as part of federal economic recovery plans. And happy birthday to Aretha Franklin. The Queen of Soul would have been 80 today. Thanks for joining us in the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Dorothy Hernandez from WDET News.